A man in a blue Porsche rolled down the window.
Watch where you're going! What if you scratch my car? You're just some delivery guy. I doubt you can afford to pay for the repairs.
The delivery guy this man was referring to was Stephen Adams, the son-in-law of the Cassidy family. Stephen gritted his teeth and held back his anger. He didn't say anything as he watched the man drive away. Stephen got to his feet and picked up his bike. His clothes were soaked from the dirty water on the ground. They gave off a strong stench. One side of his pants was torn, and his knee was bleeding. Stephen sighed as he looked at the messed up lunchbox on the ground. While he was wondering how much of his pay would be deducted this time, his phone rang. It was his beautiful wife, Kim Cassidy.
What's going on, my dear wife?
How many times have I told you not to call me wife? If you don't show your face at the villa in half an hour, then don't bother coming home.
With that, his wife hung up. Stephen was confused. Why did he have to be there in 30 minutes? Suddenly, he recalled that today was the Cassidy family's annual gathering. They would be paying respects to the deceased members of the family. The Cassidy family was a powerful family in Los Angeles, and Stephen was their son-in-law. His status in the family was next to nothing. If he were late on an important day like today, Stephen didn't even want to think about it. He berated himself for being careless. Stephen hopped on his bike and sped towards the villa. It was February 2nd, and everyone from the Cassidy family was at the villa to pay their respects. There were also many famous people in the city present. Today was a grand occasion. The villa was bustling with crowds of people, and there were numerous luxurious cars parked outside. At this time, Kim was standing outside the villa and impatiently staring at her phone. Why wasn't he here yet? A well-dressed man went up to her. His name was Harry Cassidy. He was the Cassidy family's oldest grandson, and he was Kim's cousin. Among the third generation of the Cassidy family, Harry and Kim were the most outstanding members. They were also the most popular candidates to become the successor of the family. That was why Harry had always regarded Kim as a thorn in his side. "Where is that useless husband of yours? I can't believe he dares to be late on such an important occasion. You'd better start thinking of how to explain this to Grandma later." Kim glared at Harry. "Shut up. It's none of your business." Harry grinned when he saw her getting worked up. Just then, Stephen arrived on his bike, and everyone in front of the villa turned to look at him. He hurried over to Kim.
"I'm so sorry. There was a lot of traffic."
Stephen leaned his bike against the wall and took off his helmet. Several people started whispering amongst themselves.
"Who is that? What is he wearing?
Are there people in the Cassidy family who earn a living by delivering food? That's so embarrassing.
You don't know him? He's the infamous son-in-law of the Cassidy family. I heard he hasn't contributed anything to the family."
Kim was so embarrassed by the crowd's gossip that she wanted to find a hole to hide in. Harry noticed her shame, and his smile widened. Stephen was worried because Kim looked uncomfortable. He reached out to check her temperature with the back of his hand.
"What's wrong? You don't look so good. Do you have a fever?"
Kim inspected Stephen's outfit. He was covered in mud, and he was wearing a messy delivery uniform. She was so humiliated that tears welled up in her eyes.
"Stephen, are you doing this on purpose? Why are you dressed like this? Are you trying to embarrass yourself and have people make fun of you?" "Kim, I..."
Stephen trailed off. He wanted to explain himself, but he didn't know where to start. Kim took a deep breath to calm down. "Forget it. Let's pay our respects before we talk." Just as Stephen was about to go inside, Harry held out his arm and blocked his path.
"Stop right there. Who gave you permission to go in?"
"Harry, what are you doing?" Kim demanded. Harry looked at Stephen with obvious disdain. Since Stephen had decided to come dressed like this, he would take this opportunity to humiliate him as much as possible. Kim's dignity would be torn to shreds.
"I'm not doing anything wrong. This good-for-nothing husband of yours is dressed inappropriately. What right does he have to enter my family's villa? Do you want our family to become the laughingstock of the city?"
Kim was feeling more anxious than before,
especially after she saw the mocking gazes from the people around her. She wanted to leave this place as soon as possible. Harry, I know you're doing this to get back at me, but you can do whatever you want after we pay our respects. For now, please get out of the way. If we don't pay our respects before Grandma gets here, she'll blame you. Harry gave her a shrug. Grandma did say that every single member of the Cassidy family has to attend. But don't forget, your good-for-nothing husband's last name is Adams. You have to remember that he's not someone from our family. He's basically a lowly son-in-law who comes to visit us from time to time. He's an outsider. Harry turned to Stephen and pointed at a sign near the intersection, not too far away. Do you see that sign? It says, "Outsiders and dogs are not allowed to enter." It's clearly referring to you. Have some tact and get out of here. Kim seethed with anger. Harry, watch your words. No matter what Stephen was like, he was her husband. For the past 3 years, he'd acted like a pushover, but he was always by her side, and he never complained about anything. Stephen tried to pacify the situation. Kim, don't be mad. Why don't you go in first, and I'll... Kim glared at Stephen. Even after Harry insulted him, he was too afraid to talk back and pretended like nothing had happened. She was disappointed in Stephen. Did he not have any sense of pride? Do whatever you want, Kim yelled. She went into the villa without looking back. Harry smirked as he lowered his hand. At least you're aware of your position. Harry turned around and followed Kim inside. The members of the Cassidy family and the guests gave Stephen contemptuous looks, as if he were nothing but a piece of trash. Before long, Stephen was the only person standing at the entrance. He glanced in the direction where Kim had left. He wanted to tell her that he would enter later, but she had already gone inside. Stephen went over to the signpost and kicked it to vent his anger. People look at me like I'm a lowly dog, but they don't know who I really am. Stephen's eyes flashed with anger, and he stood up straight with his hands behind his back. His demeanor had completely changed. There were no signs of his meek attitude from earlier. After calming down, Stephen took out his phone and dialed a number. 3 years have passed. Today's the end of the exam, right? The person on the other end of the line answered with a respectful tone.
Yes, that's correct. Congratulations, you've passed the examination. From today onwards, the 72 generals of the six palaces will have no choice but to respect you as the Grand Palace Master. As you know, our palace controls more than half of the world's power and wealth.
Stephen had been looking forward to this day. He was a little dazed after receiving the long-awaited news. 5 years ago, Stephen's family persecuted him and kicked him out. He almost died in a foreign land. Fortunately, an elderly pagan priest saved his life. The priest went on to teach him everything he knew for 2 years. Later, Stephen discovered that the priest planned on passing down the position of Grand Palace Master to him. However, the priest had one condition. Stephen had to live as a poor and powerless man of the Cassidy family without complaints for 3 years. He also had to keep his identity a secret. At long last, Stephen had finally passed the exam. Stephen smiled as he looked up at the villa. I'm officially the world-renowned Grand Palace Master. What's stopping me from entering the Cassidy family's tiny house? Half an hour later, the current head of the Cassidy family, Helen Cassidy, made her appearance. She stood in front of the crowd with a walking stick that was decorated like the head of a lion. Everyone in the family addressed her as Grandma.
Our ancestors have given the Cassidy family their blessing. Our family will prosper for years to come.
Harry stepped forward and supported Helen to try to win her favor.
Grandma, under your wise leadership, I firmly believe that the Cassidy family will rise to new heights never seen before.
Several members of the family praised Harry.
That's right. This year, Harry alone increased our family's profits significantly. With his skills, our family's influence will expand as time passes. Harry is a genius who only appears once every few generations in a family. No one in the city can match up to him.
Helen looked at Harry and nodded in approval. She was pleased with his achievements.
She turned back to the crowd and continued.
Our family's success is not only because of me. I have received help from my friends all over the city. Now, I'm sure all of you are excited to introduce the prominent guests you've invited. It's time to meet them.
The crowd was in an uproar. Everyone knew that the main event was about to begin. According to the customs of the past few years, whoever managed to invite the most esteemed guest to prove their strong connections would receive the majority of that year's allocation of resources. Many people started shouting at the same time. They rushed to introduce the guests they'd invited.
Grandma, this year I invited the CEO of a well-known construction company.
I invited the highly skilled Dr. Martin to attend our gathering.
I invited the famous bar owner, Daryl Brown.
Helen smiled and nodded in acknowledgement. Eventually, there were only two members of the family who had yet to introduce their guests, Harry and Kim. Harry gave Kim a complacent look.
Grandma, I'm sure you'll be pleased with my guest.
Oh, who is it?
Rockford International CEO, Pete Rockford.
A young man in the crowd stepped forward and greeted Helen. Rockford International was involved in the food industry and real estate, and most importantly, they were the biggest financial company in the city. This was especially important for the Cassidy family, because their family had recently encountered an economic crisis. Helen was satisfied. She thanked Pete for coming. Harry turned to Kim and mocked her.
Isn't it time for you to reveal your guest and become the champion? With your looks, I'm sure you were able to find at least one connection.
Kim had nothing to say. Helen didn't favor her father's family. Without resources and influence, it was impossible for them to invite any big shots. Because they hadn't been able to invite anyone prominent for the past few years, they'd barely received any resources from the family. Harry took advantage of Kim's silence to ridicule her. His goal was to ruin her reputation to make sure that she wouldn't be able to compete with him for the company.
Why aren't you saying anything? Did you really not invite anyone today?
That's not right.
Doesn't your husband deliver food? I heard he even delivers to wealthy neighborhoods. Couldn't you have just established a connection with them?
Kim lowered her head when she saw Helen shake her head in disappointment. Kim clenched her fist so tightly that her nails dug into her skin. All of a sudden, the door to the hall opened, and two people made their appearance. One of them was Stephen, and the other was an elderly man with a white beard. Stephen introduced his guest.
Kim and I invited the head of the Stein family on the East Coast, Jack Stein.